And if you'll turn with me to Lord's Day number 8 in the Heidelberg Catechism, it's on page 7. We have two questions this morning, questions 24 and 25. I'll read the question if you will respond with the answer. Question number 24, how are these articles divided? Into three parts. The first, of God and our creation. The second, of God the Son and our redemption. And the third, of God the Holy Spirit and our sanctification. Since there is but one divine being, why do you speak of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Because God has so revealed himself in his word that these three distinct persons are the one true eternal God. So the articles we're speaking about is that of what we just confessed, which is the Apostles' Creed, question number 23. And so now we are looking at how are they divided? How do we understand the sections? And the emphasis is on God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, first is of God the Father and our creation. I was looking at Ursinus's commentary on this question, and the first thing he addresses is an objection. Well, wasn't the Son involved in creation? Isn't there scriptures that speak of the Son being involved? Isn't there scriptures that speak of the Holy Spirit being involved with creation? Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 is an example of that. And the answer is yes, that is true. Isn't the Father involved with redemption? Isn't the Spirit also involved with redemption? The answer is yes. Isn't the Father involved with sanctification? Isn't the Son involved with sanctification? The answer is yes. Scripture teaches all of these things. But the focus primarily is the Father's ordaining that which includes creation, the Son and the Spirit involved. The focus of redemption, the redemption accomplished, was through Christ. He's our Redeemer. And thirdly, it is the Holy Spirit who personally is involved with our sanctification. He's the one that applies the work of Christ in our lives, and he continues to do that work until glory. And so this focusing on their primary works in history and even in eternity past. So the question then arises, well, why is it that the Bible says there's only one God? Then why do we speak of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And the answer, I love how it says it in the catechism, because that's what God said. That's how God has revealed himself. It's not that we created this concept or made it up. It's contrary in many ways to understanding. Well, wait a second, how can three be one if this doesn't make sense logically? And yet that is who God is. And that is what God says about himself. And who are we to say to God, you can't be this way. We are not the makers of God. God made us. And God has, by his grace, revealed himself as he really is. And this is what we confess. This is not, as one artist says, it is not the invention of men, but it's the revelation of God. God says, this is who I am. Accept me the way that I am. That's who I am. He has revealed himself that these three distinct persons are the one true eternal God. Are there hints of that in the Old Testament? The answer is yes. We can even begin in Genesis chapter 1, where we find the language of, let us make man in our image. And I don't believe that that's a royal us, a royal we, but it's actually the within the Godhead speaking. On and on, we see hints of the Trinity described. And in the New Testament, there at the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, we see distinctly all three persons involved. And so a friend of mine once said, in the New Testament, the Trinity is all over the place. You see it exploding. Every time you look at Jesus, you're also considering the Father and the work of the Spirit in Jesus, who says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. And so we see in every aspect of watching Jesus as he walks through this world and as he speaks and as he ministers, the triune God is being declared, as Jesus said, he has seen me, seen the Father. And so that revelation becomes much, much more clear in the New Testament than in the Old. But it isn't hidden completely in the Old. And so we hold to the triune God, three persons, one God. Amen?
Amen.